Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. European leaders meeting in Brussels say they're willing to compromise to try to keep Britain in the Union, but they stress that any deal mustn't break core EU principles. At the summit, the British Prime Minister spelled out his demands for continued membership. Laura Koonsberg reports.
David Cameron said there was good progress in his talks, but that changing the rules of the European Union will be very difficult. Again and again, he emphasised how much hard work there will have to be to get a deal done. There was no new detail of how it might work, no specifics, but what the Prime Minister described as at least a pathway forward. So without any final solutions, a deal in February is not yet certain. But the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said at least he felt optimistic.
Rwandans are voting in a referendum on changing the constitution to allow Paul Kagame to stand for a third term as president. Here's Catherine Biarohangu.
Rwandans are expected to vote overwhelmingly in favour of changing the constitution. The main objective is to override the current two-term limit, which would otherwise prevent President Paul Kagame from standing at the next election. He is praised at home and abroad for bringing about development and economic growth, but his critics accuse him of heavy-handed rule and human rights abuses. President Kagame himself has said he will wait to hear the voice of the people before announcing whether he will stand for a third term.
A friend of the couple involved in killing 14 people in the U.S. city of San Bernardino in California earlier this month has been charged with conspiring to commit crimes of terrorism. Enrique Marquez is charged with the unlawful purchase of the two rifles used by Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik. James Cook reports.
During 11 days of FBI interviews, Marquez is said to have admitted his role in plotting Islamist terror attacks with his next-door neighbour, Syed Rizwan Farouk. They're alleged to have used the internet to view al-Qaeda videos, lectures and bomb-making instructions as they conspired in 2011 and 2012 to murder students and commuters. In the end, the pair apparently drifted apart and Farouk and his wife attacked his office Christmas party instead. Marquez is accused of purchasing two high-powered weapons which were eventually used in that attack and of entering into a sham marriage.
The so-called Islamic State group has mounted its first serious assault in Iraq in 5 months. A U.S. general in the country said hundreds of IS militants attacked three towns north and east of Mosul on Wednesday. They were repelled by Kurdish forces and coalition airstrikes. This is the World News from the BBC. It's the last day of campaigning before Spain's general election, which polls suggest could be the closest contest in a generation. The Conservative Popular Party of the Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, hopes to win re-election on Sunday on the back of Spain's economic recovery. It's being challenged by the Socialists, as well as at least two new parties. A national movement that grew out of opposition to Catalan independence could represent a significant force. The left-wing Podemos has softened some of its radical policies. The authorities in China's capital city, Beijing, have issued a second red alert for pollution, less than 2 weeks after the first ever such warning. China's National Meteorological Center predicted that from Saturday until next Tuesday, pollution levels would be severe, with choking smog affecting a wide area from Xi'an in central China to Harbin in the northeast. Britain's last deep coal mine will cease production on Friday as falling prices, falling global demand and environmental concerns put an end to what was once the country's most important industry. 450 workers will lose their jobs at the Kellingley mine in Yorkshire in northern England. Deep coal mines once employed more than 1 million workers in Britain. Scientists say they can reduce the dangers posed by wild elephants to African villagers by scaring the animals away with a ground-shaking sonic rumble. The study by Witwatersrand University in South Africa suggests that seismic signals are an effective way of keeping elephants from coming into contact with humans. Professor Susan Webb was one of the researchers involved in the project.
They actually rumble on command. So the guy will say, "Talk, Chova, talk." And the elephant goes, "Rrrr," and he gives him a little alfalfa pellet. And so we're able to place the elephant where we want him and ask him to speak and then record the signal.
BBC News.